This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is
so it's your fault that you didn't sign up if you're 20 years old for your free Obamacare, which isn't free and will cost you on average about $5,000 a year. But then it's also the old people's fault because they're using the system too much. See, once they get you in a collectivist system, they can hold everybody hostage. But all the left needs to know is you're right about big mega corporations being very, very criminal on average, doing a lot of horrible things, but you're always saying big government will stop them when they're the ones pushing for big government. 100 times out of 100. Hillary has gotten 20-1 donations from billionaires that Trump got. That's Bloomberg. So the number's probably even less than that. He's gotten the most small donations of any candidate ever. And he's broken all records. But see, you really don't want to be anti-establishment that made this country great and gave us innovation. You don't care. You want to feel like you're part of the winning team and kind of waddle around. And I get it. But understand, in the WikiLeaks, they talk about how stupid you are. Hell, they do it on C-SPAN. They do it on PBS. And it is so frustrating to sit there and watch all these pseudo-intellectuals really pretend in their own minds that they're part of the establishment going along with it when they're being screwed as well. So let's go ahead and go to MSNBC. Democrats are going to have to answer. Now they can only do this now because they got it through. Remember, they said there are no death panels. It's free. You can keep your doctor. Then it's the price of a phone bill. Then the price of a cable bill. Blah, blah, blah. There's no penalties. Thousands of news articles. Matt Drudge is a liar. There is no penalty. This started 3 years ago. And now it's up to $5,000 a person. There is no penalty. It's a lie of racist. It's a lie. There are no increases. Coming up next on All Things Considered, we're going to talk in soft voices because we are the intellectuals and we use big words and we have large thesauruses. You're a bunch of heartless, mercenary trash who sit around and talk about how I have a dark heart and how I'm reckless. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, but I'm not reckless with the truth. I'm reckless in my resistance because I know that's the only thing in history that's ever changed anything. But you people are disgraceful, and everybody knows it. I'm telling you, Hillary is going to lose in a landslide, folks. The evidence is, in fact, that's coming up in the next segment. It's overwhelming. Cain. Drudge Report has a story with the photos. Her VP went to Florida, where they're supposedly so far ahead in all the polls because they oversample massive numbers more of Democrats. I know I keep harping on that. They admit it. I can't believe the public's just dumb. Cain plays to 30 in Florida. And you click on the story, and there's literally hardly anyone even in front of the stage. And they said it was 30 people. And it was mainly their campaign operatives. I mean, this is a joke. There's video of it. In fact, let's just doppelganger the story up to InfoWars.com. This is so important. Just copy the whole thing. Get out to everybody. Let's go out to break, though, with this MSNBC. Democrats are going to have to answer for Obamacare. Here it is.
It's a real problem both for the Clinton campaign and potentially for Democrats heading in to what's going to be the first year of a new administration, a new Congress. This is exactly what Republicans were warning about when they opposed this law. And both sides have been so dug in on trying to make changes to this law. Democrats have refused basically to reopen it because they think that Republicans would take an opportunity to make changes to the law to essentially gut it and completely get rid of it. So they've been at this standstill for years now, really.
All right,
and
that's enough.
The people that are paying the price.
She goes on. Now suddenly they're so truthful and so good, and suddenly her teleprompter's loaded with stuff. because the Republicans helped write this bill. This is part two of screwing you. They're all together with their knives sharpened. And now, oh, they're going to fix it, though. Oh, yeah.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Remove Donald Trump from the equation and just look at dozens of foreign governments, including the communist Chinese. Talk about abuse of women, forced abortions, killing newborn babies, treating women as third-class citizens, killing Buddhist monks, killing people that are caught practicing Buddhist exercises, selling their organs, but not a word from the liberal trendies. I mean, to the liberals' credit, back in the 80s and 90s, there was criticism of Tiananmen Square and the one-child policy, but not now. Because authoritarianism is so in vogue. And you've got all these foreign leaders and the corrupt Pope, and you've got the Saudi Arabian mafia and just all these groups telling us we can't have Donald Trump. And we've got the IMF and World Bank and the UN coming in with the EU security force. That's in Reuters again today to oversee our election because it's imminent. The Russians are going to steal it. But there's no election fraud, and it doesn't exist, and Trump's insane. But the OECD security unit from the EU is here because they're worried about Trump supporters trying to intimidate voters. I've got Reuters, AP, you name it, here today, saying today, 13 days out, that Trump's planning to steal the election, but he's insane when he first raised the issue of election integrity. Again, we've reached this otherworldly place where we're now into data dump 17 from WikiLeaks. Joe Biggs was just showing me more emails on top of the last four or five data dumps where POTUS, President of the United States, is using a pen name, a nom de plume, as French, coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat. It's a joke from the movie Hop, pretty funny kids movie. And you've got all these establishment people just running around, foaming at the mouth. And Biggs was just showing me new emails where they actually say, oh, my God, they know that POTUS is communicating with her via the server. We've got to cover this up. It actually says, we've got to cover this up and clean this up. That is 100% pure felonies up one side and down the other, knowingly committing crimes, using a nom de plume to circumvent the Freedom of Information Act and to get around Congress and to get around the people and to get around all of this, and then they're caught. The smoking gun. Cheryl Mills tells Podesta we need to clean this up. Obama has emails from her. That's today. That just broke Zero Hedge. I didn't even know it was up yet. That just came out this morning. Biggs has got the emails as well. He's going to come in here and cover it briefly at the bottom of the hour with Gerald Celente, who's about to join us from his studios in Kingston, New York. But for me, it's just so crazy. There's new emails out. This is an article that's went up on Infowars.com. Clinton campaign admits making false claims against Trump. And then they're in the emails admitting it's basically all fake, just like they admit in the Podesta email that came out yesterday. We've got to get ahead of this. We've got to get with all the major pollsters and tell them to oversample. So it looks like Hillary's the winner early on. They oversampled the ABC poll yesterday. In Florida, she wins by 12 points. They oversampled 12 points. But that's nothing. They oversampled 45, 50 points in some. This is so, I don't know what to call this because, I mean, I know he's been a best-selling author, was a lobbyist before that, worked in and out of government, really smart guy, Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. He wants to get into their hypocrisy today, and which is something I should have done. I'm glad he wanted to do this because, you know, we never pre-script what he's going to cover. I always know he has something amazing. It's kind of like great restaurants you go to. There's not even a menu. They just say, hey, you're going to like it. And he's got this whole deal of clips we're going to play where these rappers are saying, I'm drugging women. I'm raping them. You know, it's great. And then meanwhile, they're hanging out with Michelle and Obama. And then meanwhile, she comes out and gives this big speech that Glenn Beck and everybody else lauded. Oh, it was the best speech ever, talking about, oh, the misogynistic behavior of Donald Trump. We won't put up with that. When you're the ones literally pushing the hip-hop gangster culture that is about the worst culture in the world after Saudi Arabia for women or communist China. That's what I'm saying. They just are. Donald Trump isn't even the same universe towards abusing women as communist China or the rest of it. So we've got so much to go over with Gerald Celente. We've got Madonna pledges oral sex for Clinton voters. Remember that last week? I mean, imagine if Trump's people were talking like this, and it's crazy. So we're 13 days out. We've got reports here in Texas. This is Infowars.com. It's on WOAI out of San Antonio. The machines are all turning off. Everybody's votes are flipping. It's bad. They might just take Texas and give it to Hillary. They've already been psyoping. They're suddenly about to go blue. Report, vote switch from Trump to Hillary in Texas. Director of Elections then runs. This is a powerful video. Runs from our own David Knight. When they try to just talk to him about the Capitol. He actually runs. Michael Moore says Trump's election will be the biggest FU in history. Alleged Clinton fixer, New York Times, has become the National Enquirer. Obama's death spiral, double-digit cost spikes, disappearing choices. It was a monopoly takeover by big banks that own the insurance companies. Same thing with driverless cars. They're going to raise your taxes, raise the regulations to where you got to be in a driverless car. This is how they control society. And then Rahm Emanuel's brother runs Uber and says, I'm going to get you out of your car within 10 years, and you're going to pay me. And he talks like this thug, so he gets all the investment. But he's shown he delivers. Obamacare, Uber, taking over transportation, taking over health care, taking over everything. not with innovation, but screw jobs. But I go back to this. Wow, Tim Kaine holds rally and only 30 people show up. That's up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. Powerful video. I don't even know if it's 30 people. But we're meant to believe there's going to be this landslide. Gerald Celente joins us, TrendsResearch.com. Really doesn't need any introduction. Thanks for joining us. Where do you want to start first? I mean, obviously, we can get into a situation with the hypocrisy. You've got a long laundry list of it here that should be attacked. But what do you make of just this otherworldliness? Because the mainstream media is on fumes. They have almost no viewers. But still, they are just doubling down, Gerald.
Well, I think the big issue is, for example, if you go to Politico or any of the other sites, it's the attacks against Donald Trump for his, quote, locker room talk. And that's why you're getting a lot of women that are going to be voting for Hillary Clinton. And I want to say today, at this point, at this moment, that this could be a game-changing event if it's promoted by you and others and put in the context that it deserves. Michelle Obama is a disgusting fraud, just like her husband. Birds of a feather flock together. She's going around the country. How heartbroken she is. How disgusting it is of what Donald Trump has said. Compared to what Donald Trump has said, and the people that the Obamas promote, this is kiddie talk. The Obamas are promoting the most disgusting, low-life individuals that are destroying the culture of society. And as Michelle Obama preaches around the country, how our little children are hearing these disgusting things about Trump, she's ignoring the fact that both Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are promoting the most disgusting human beings on the planet that are really infecting the children. Little kids, Alex, aren't tuned in to the presidential reality show. They're listening to rap. And the rap that the Obamas are promoting are the ones that they bring into the White House. We the people, our White House, they invite this low-life scum that degenerates women at a disgusting and obscene level with language and details that don't even come close.
And let's be clear, and we're going to go through the lyrics of this. I know it's a family audience, but you're right. This has always been the hottest thing with kids, even back when I was in school. I liked, you know, the more gutter type rap stuff, Too Short,
well, it's not even liking it. This is what they have. This is what, it's not a family audience. This is what they're playing on radio.
And I agree. Let me just add this point, Gerald, because what you're saying is so key.
This is
secretly recorded Donald Trump stuff that they're forcing on everybody. Meanwhile, they're at the White House with the scum that target kids. Go ahead.
And not only that, she's preaching about how, you know, our little girls and our little children are hearing this, and that loving fathers are sickened by daughters being exposed to this vicious language about women, and they're bringing these people into the White House. Barack and Michelle, are you playing this stuff in front of your kids? Oh, and by the way, we the people are footing the bill for this, as they bring this low-life scum into the White House to sing about it. Put on some of those clips. Put on the clips of Rick Ross. Put on the clips of Big Sean. These are the people that they invited into the White House, and they're talking about what Trump is saying. This doesn't even come close.
We're going to show the lyrics on screen for TV viewers, and I'll read some of them, but I can't really on FCC. We're on over 200 stations now. It's well over 200 now, folks. So we can't obviously play this, but they have the bleep versions that they have for our kids. But this is what's being pushed. This is what's being put out. This is who they invite to the White House. And, again, Hollywood trying to sexualize our children, all of it. Then they flip around and act like they're in the Victorian age, sitting there demonizing Donald Trump. It's the height of hypocrisy. And Gerald Celente's right. We should take these clips and put out special reports that can be internet only, so we can actually show the vulgarity to show people the type of brainwashing that's going on. But we'll break a lot of this down on the other side with Gerald Celente of Trends Research. I'm Alex Jones. TrendsResearch.com, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Back with Gerald Celente. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's play that clip of Michelle Obama. This is her lauded speech she's giving across the country. The outrage of a secretly recorded, highly edited tape that the Bush creature admits he goaded Trump into basically saying. So this is all part of their clandestine operations. Force-fed to the media, and then they blame Trump for this being in the news when it's a secretly recorded rat recording. Meanwhile, they have people in the White House that literally talk about drugging women and raping them. And they have these people around their kids, and then the daughters are out twerking and everything at the concerts. But that's okay. Well, fine. But then don't sit there and judge Trump, who never claimed he was, you know, some perfect angel. Here is that clip.
This was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior and actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
Again, they've called this sexual assault, saying women would throw themselves at him and he could do whatever he wanted to. Sounds a little bit like a pig. I'm not like that, but hey, Trump never claimed to be an angel. Now, here's a clip of Madonna. We can play this. The other ones have too much cussing, and we're going to read some of the transcripts here with Gerald Celente, but he's absolutely right. We've got to put these videos together and point this. Like, I had this idea weeks ago, just never got around to it, all the rap stars and the rest of it. Mark Dice has pointed this out. It's very key. So here's Madonna.
One more thing before I introduce this genius of comedy. If you vote for Hillary Clinton, I will give you a blowjob. Okay?
So she says, if you vote for Hillary, I will give you oral sex. I mean, this is just the trashiness, these people. And then this trash. At least she's not talking about raping women like the rappers do. This trash then points their finger at Trump in some edited secret recording. I guess that's what's got you so hot, because I know you're not a big Trump supporter. You're just pointing out the hypocrisy, Gerald.
Yes, and the hypocrisy of Michelle Obama. As I said, both her and her husband are disgusting frauds. You know Michelle's line, and you know Barack's line. When they go low, we go high. How low can they go? Hey, maybe the high they're talking about is all these rappers coming in there. Yeah, they may really get high. You cannot get lower than the people that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama have invited into We the People's White House. These low-life, disgusting people talking about getting women drugged out, getting them drunk and having sex with them, bragging how many women they could get at one time, and if you bring your friends over here, I'll do them to them too. One dirty piece of language after another coming from the mouths of the people that Barack Obama and, better than now, Michelle Obama invite to the White House. And bragging, doing the dancing with them, and of course, Michelle shooting her mouth off all over the country. How loving fathers.
Well, then there's the thing about Hillary that basically harasses women and makes them have sex with her. That's well known. That's not coming out.
Well, again, just staying on this one point about them going after Trump for stuff that's minor league. And again, I'm not defending him. But compared to the filth, the poison minds of children.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Nickelodeon, MTV is all targeting the preteens with horrible, sexualized, just ghetto, prison garbage. And continuing here, then let's start getting into some of the people they've invited over, Gerald. I mean, let's talk about who's coming to the White House, what they're saying specifically. I mean, I've got Big Sean, Mona Lisa lyrics. I mean, I can't even read this on air.
Well, read some of them. What you could get, you blank out the dirty parts. And again,
well, it talks about drugging women and raping them. And I mean,
this is Michelle Obama with that arrogant attitude, just like a husband, going around the country talking about Donald Trump and criticizing him as they are promoting and inviting these vile people into the People's White House. Entertaining them. Oh, and by the way, us picking up the tab.
That's right. Taxpayers paying for people that put out lyrics about drug dealing, exploitation of women. I ain't gonna lie. I got $1 million chick with $1 billion bleeper. Every time I come, I swear to God, I feel like I be rich. And it just goes on and on and on about drugging.
Well, go on. Read some more of it.
Yeah, trying to get that hotel money. But you know them crackers ain't going to let you get the Ritz. They ain't going to let you get the fountain in the front with the fist. They're going to give you courtside. It just goes on. It's all about raping women and all the rest of it.
Yep. Getting them drunk and raping them.
Hold on. Well, that's, you know, that's liberal, though. That's okay. Empire. Don't be racist.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Way for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, a couple of key items here. We're about to add more updates to the free app at Infowars.com/app. We launched it about a month ago. Last time I checked, it has like 400,000 downloads, and it's about 50-50, Apple versus Droid. That sounds great, but, I mean, we've got 4 or 5 million people terrestrially tuning in every day, and this has got video feeds, audio feeds. We're about to add news updates, alerts, special video feeds, special reports. All the reporters will be able to go through this platform live, give you an alert, go live, and then archive it there. And then we can HD upload it to other platforms. I mean, this is a weapon system. And I intend down the road to have trusted people that are auxiliary reporters and stuff get their own profile on this. I'll just let you know that now so that you can get to a big audience whenever you need to. We got to vet those folks to do that, obviously. So go get the free app, Infowars.com/app. Tell people about it because, 400,000 people. We need 10 million people. I mean, again, I'm so frustrated. There's this Trump speech that I think is the most powerful he's given. I named the video, this video could win the election for Trump. And it's only gotten like 500,000 views on the two platforms. It's so weird. If I really want something to be big, it doesn't happen. But then I know I just churn out research and info, and then it's just the random stuff is like 30 million views, 20 million views, 10 million views. Every week we're getting videos with 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 million views. 30 million. The press conference in our feeds now has 30 million views of the Danny Williams press conference last week before the debate. And a little bit of info gets out, but it's just like, really? 30 million people watch this? And it's like the Daily Beast trying to interrupt and attack him and say he just wants money. And a little bit of info got out, but it's like, whoa, CNN doesn't have 30 million viewers in a week, people. So I'm not complaining. We've got lightning in a bottle. I just can't control it. And that's what's really frustrating is that we could really hurt them if the right videos, like Salente just said, I could see his energy, never seen him as hyped up. Great minds think alike. 2 weeks ago, I saw Mark Dice video similar to that, was saying, showing these horrible rappers, the things they're doing, and then the fact that compared to what Trump did, it's nothing. And then she blames that this is public on Trump when they secretly recorded it and edited it, and it's 11 years old while they're at the White House. I mean, I fight to keep my children away from gangster rap. It's addictive. I hear it. I start getting brainwashed by it. Why didn't the CIA in the 90s had this weaponized? This is admitted. Top rappers have gone public. But I've talked to the top execs from UNAM. I've talked to top rock stars that were in the meetings. They said, listen, you go with gangster type stuff or we're not putting you on air. They're like, we're selling 20 million records a year. What do you mean? Shut up. It's going to happen. Music is culture. Going back 1,000 years ago, the king could be overthrown by one gesture. One guy playing his little banjo with ballads about the king. And, you know, how King John's corrupt. I mean, that isn't just in Disney movies. That really happens. So they know how to control that. And look what they've done to the black community with this stuff. And it's happening everywhere else. It is a poison. We're going to go back to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com here in a moment. Before I go any further, we are listener supported. We have the Hillary for President shirt that has revolutionized the campaign, been absolutely a bellwether, pointed out she's a criminal, but all things come to an end. It's still a bestseller, but when it runs out, it runs out. We're not making any more. It'll probably be less than 13 days till it sells out because we're not making any more of Hillary for President. It's got Infowars.com on the back, Legalized Freedom. There's another shirt that's limited edition, Made in America. That's the Gadsden Lock Her Up, the Gadsden Snake taking on Hillary. That is limited edition, about to sell out. 5-star review on that. We have the new Trump is My President, all red shirt. You order it now, you'll get it way before election. Wear it out there. Let people know at the polling places so they understand that they're not going to be able to cover up the fact that there's a landslide for Trump that all the metrics show, Google Analytics show, top professors show. But we've got the WikiLeaks where they're doing the fake polls to try to make it look like, with oversampling, she's the winner. So that's going on as well. Infowarsstore.com. And this ends in just a few days. 25% off our top-selling nootropic, Brain Force. Find out why it's so amazing and fund the broadcast. We need the support as well. It's a win-win. Infowarslife.com, Infowarsstore.com. And then finally, we have a film that I'm in that is now available on DVD and for screenings. You can sign up with them to show it at a local theater in your area or find out where it's showing. And that is a new film directed by Chuck Underseas with General Jerry Boykin, former head of Special Forces, Charlie Daniels, Gilbert Griffin, Joel Skousen, and myself, Alex Jones. It covers a range of topics such as privacy, Section 21, the Federal Reserve, nationalism versus globalism, and much more. Visit Revelation, that's one word, revelationthemovie.info to purchase the DVD or check into hosting it at the theater near you. That's revelationthemovie.info. Very important film, shot very cinematic. Very powerful to wake people up, so be sure and check that out today. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente of Trends Research. I want to get more into the... I think we've lost his audio. Can we turn him up?
Hello?
Yep, you're back. Sorry, Gerald, go ahead.
Okay, you know, I'm in that movie as well, you know, Revelations.
You are. Yes, sir, yeah. I should have mentioned that.
That's all right.
Now,
you know, you said I'm very upset, and I am. Because, again, Michelle Obama, like her husband, they're disgraceful, disgusting frauds.
She's hypocritical pigs.
I want to read to you some of her comments. She said, I'm campaigning against hurtful, hateful language about women. She said, language, as parents, we have to protect our children, and protecting them against our children of sexually predatory behavior. Language so obscene that many worry about our children. Now, remember, she's talking about this in context to what Donald Trump said. While they invite these rappers that speak openly about sexually predators, way more disgusting than that. And again,
let's name the predators and let's go over some of the lyrics.
Here, Rick Ross, invited to the White House, we the people, picking up the tab for this guy. Put Molly in all her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. So, Michelle, you mean he fed her a load of champagne, got her drunk, had sex with her when she passed out, and you're talking about Trump? You are as disgusting.
Michelle Obama meets with a date rape promoter.
You got it. Big Sean, another person they invite to the White House that we the people pick up the tab for as she's shooting a mouth off around the country with his better than thou attitude, how low Trump is. Hey, when they go low, we go high. Yeah, they go high. They bring in the people that get the highest hit of anything. These people, Big Sean, you read some of his lyrics. Here is some more. I believe in God and rubbers. Hey, Michelle, did you have your kids out there when he was singing that? No, maybe for this next lyric. Even we sex you and not my lover, hit you on the couch and not the covers. Hey, you mean you do them anywhere, huh? Oh, and you're talking about Trump's dirty language? You hypocrite. And all you little prostitutes out there, you little Anderson Coopers, all of you little nobodies out there with big mouths that won't repeat these words or call out the Obamas for what lying, freaky frauds they are to invite this scum into we the people's house. Let me continue.
And make us pay for it.
And, yeah. And if you bring your friend, then we got to F her. Hey, you bring your friend, we got to F. Oh, are you going to, wait, you're going to use the couch in the White House when you F her? Hey, let's go on. My life is my odyssey, my dog's to the right of me. Oh, hey, that's what you call him? And he keeps going on and on. My mama say I'm a poet. Oh, hey, mama said, then you must be. You hating praying, I blow it. But this life I made through, I show a bad bitch what she made for. Hey, you don't want your children to hear what Trump said? Of course not, Miss Obama. That's why you invite these low-life rappers into we the people's house.
And then have the nerve to go around and moralize. Let me add this point. I didn't agree with Tipper Gore trying to take over labeling and getting involved in the free press. It's at least on a dangerous road. It's up to parents. But if Tipper Gore came out and was criticizing Trump, she would have some standing, even though, you know, her husband's been accused of rape and the rest of it, because at least she had spoken out against this stuff before separately. But with the Obamas, they're bringing it all in. Hollywood's pushing it. Mainstream media's pushing it. To then turn around and act like Trump in some secret recording saying much milder stuff is the devil, again, just shows that it's pure fraud, pure garbage being foisted on us.
Hey, when they go low, we go high. That's their line. You can't go lower than the Obamas. Look, this little nothing of a community organizer that organized nothing lied his way into office as an anti-war candidate. And now we're in wars longer than any other president's been in office.
And Obamacare is screwing us. Don't forget Obamacare.
Oh, Obamacare. Oh, it's beautiful. Again, a fraud. Hey, folks, first day in office, I'm going to close Guantanamo within a year. One lie after another. She's on the campaign trail out there lying her about what Trump is saying and failing. None of the media is picking up whereby they are bringing in the people that are corrupting the children's minds the most while everyone's ignoring that. And again, just to make this clear, little kids aren't listening to the campaign.
No, absolutely. They're listening to weaponized media and gangster hip hop. That's what the average 10-year-old is force fed in this culture. So,
and that's
you made your point.
The Obamas are promoting. The Obamas are promoting this more than anybody else. Hey, the fish rots from the head down, and they can't stop promoting this. Like you said, where's Obama now? His 43rd time out in California with the so-called entertainment industry. Raising money for more of this.
Joe Salente, you made your point. I think we're going to take this interview and some of these clips of these rappers and actually put it out. And, you know, with the headline, you know, Obama's meet with promoters of date rape. And everybody takes the videos and points out what incredible hypocrites these people are. I mean, they're beyond hypocritical because the magnitude is 5-10 times what the edited Trump tape is. But again, it goes to, you've been around Washington, you've been around state houses, you've been around this, you know, world, Gerald. Why is Hollywood really out to get the average American? Why is there this crazy anti-Christian, anti-free market garbage? I mean, I know you're a political atheist, so am I. But when we look at this, there really is, like, by the elite that run this country, like they've got it's like they're in a pitching contest with the ghost of America that doesn't even exist anymore, and they're running us in the ground, and they're lying, and the climate's gotten so crazy. Is this the death throes of this establishment, or is this just the beginning of the madness?
It's because you got a bunch of low-life freaks running the show. Again, let's compare the Obamas to, there used to be a guy, most people never heard of him. His name was General Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, and a 2-term president. You know who one of his great friends were that he used to bring to the White House? They never heard of this guy. Louis Armstrong. That's right. They used to call him the ambassador of goodwill. Louis Armstrong, this great jazz performer, traveled behind the Iron Curtain all over the world, bringing what the world loved the best about America. It's great music. It's jazz. We've gone from fine elegance in jazz and Louis Armstrong and Dwight D. Eisenhower to a lot of bad rap. And I've had it with this bad rap. I don't want to hear it. And it's not music. I don't want to hear that either. It's rap. My mama says I'm a poet. I call you on my cell phone. I call you on my cell phone. It ain't music, Jack. It's your attitude. There's not an instrument in it. There's not a fine musician playing it. It's all your attitude. And that's what this country's become. One bad rap. And we got a 2-bit rapper that was a community organizer in Chicago that would be nowhere if he didn't have all that dough. And now he's out there kissing them up again. 43rd time out in Hollywood, and they closed down the joint so we, the little people, can't even travel around as El Presidente.
Well, Gerald Salente, you're on fire. I think you've hit on something here. This is the rise of the con artist, because you look at anybody from Michelle Obama to Michael Moore to Hillary Clinton. It's all a confidence game. And they just spew crazier and crazier BS all the time. They're actually losing credibility. The evidence we see is a huge landslide for Trump. They're getting ready to steal it. They're bringing in the UN to run the elections. I mean, this has really reached Twilight Zone level. And I look at the con game and the confidence game of the swagger of Obama and the swagger of Biden. And I think they're mentally ill and are megalomaniacs and are smoking their own dope.
Well, again, hey, smoking their own dope. What do you think? These rappers are straight, man. Are they ever straight? What do you think? They're not doing drugs over there? Come on. Look who they're bringing there. Look what they talk about. These cats are high, man. But hey, when they go low, we go high.
I know funding ISIS to take over, starting war with Russia, and I have liberals just laugh at me and say, so do we have a war with Russia. I mean, it's just like total mental illness has set in.
Well, look at Hillary Clinton. Look, listen to his speech over there. These aren't debates either. These are presidential reality shows. You have 2 minutes to talk about your foreign policy. And what's a foreign policy? More war. No fly zone. Oh, you talked about those Hollywood creeps? They're holding a $100,000 a plate dinner right now as we speak for Obamas to raise money for the Democrats. These little low-life scum wouldn't give us one penny for Occupy Peace. Not a penny. But boy, do they give money for war. Anybody that votes for Hillary Clinton, all you women out there that don't like Trump's talk, you are an accomplice to murder. Hillary Clinton said it on the last debate. No fly zone over Syria. And we're going to do more fighting. More wars.
And back on the wrong people. And Gerald, don't forget, she said if we have any unsubstantiated cyber attack from the territory of Russia, hit them militarily.
You got it.
And then meanwhile, she's got a secret. Hold on, we're going to come back from break. Meanwhile, we have a Secret Service guy basically holding her up, telling her it's okay, it's okay. Her mind is gone half the time. She's obviously hopped up on methamphetamine. We'll be right back.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
For all longevity opportunities, go to teamgaday.com. Are you an American small business owner? Go to yourbizloanusa.com. We love to lend money to American small businesses at competitive rates. Yourbizloanusa.com is simple and fast, and you can get a decision with 1 day and funds within a week. That's yourbizloanusa.com. From $10,000 to $500,000. Call us now on 808-217-2700. That's yourbizloanusa.com. Referral ID 1007-69428. That's yourbizloanusa.com. 808-217-2700.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
By the way, we're going to be broadcasting for 2 days live on the day of the election, right through the next day. probably going to be a major circus. We're already getting election fraud all over Texas. We just go with the facts, folks. They stole it from Gore. I'm nonpartisan. They're stealing this from Trump right now. It's overwhelming. And the stakes are so huge. I wanted to bring Joe Biggs in. He's going to be covering this more tonight on the Nightly News, but more of the WikiLeaks have come out with data dump 17 or 18 from the Podesta emails where they say, keep us in the dark, keep us dumb, rig the polls, steal the election. Hey, we're run by the Russians or at least funded by them, so let's blame Trump. I mean, it's all there. It's so incredible. How does she survive this even if she cheats and gets in? But now they have nothing to lose, so that's the problem. But you were bringing up some really interesting points, Joe Biggs. So let's go over one of the latest ones where they're saying, we've got to cover this up. The president's been caught using a nom de plume. The head of the EPA 5 years ago, remember, she had to step down when she got caught using fake email to get around the FOIA, to get around the Freedom of Information Act.
Well, yeah, last month we got information from Huma Abedin. And an email says, how is this not classified? Obama used a code name to talk with Hillary on her personal email as new FBI records reveal that even her top aide, Huma, was shocked by unsecure.
And that's Daily Mail. So now, though, it goes further. Here's what it is.
Now we have the smoking gun. Cheryl Mills tells Podesta we need to clean this up. Now, what that's in reference to is I actually have the emails here from WikiLeaks. It says, Jen, you probably have more on this, but it looks like POTUS just said he found out Hillary Rodham Clinton was using her personal email when he saw it in the news. So he lies and says he finds out about this in the news like everyone else. But then,
meanwhile, he's communicating with her with a fake name, and we've got his people saying we got to cover this up.
And then Cheryl,
open and shut prison time for all of you.
Then Cheryl writes to John Podesta, we need to clean this up. He has emails from her. They do not say state.gov. So he knows that he's using these, but he goes,
of course he does.
And he goes, well, I found out about it like you did on TV. I didn't know anything about it.
And again, the issue is they're sending generals to prison for literally nothing because they took a few documents home in their briefcase.
These are people in charge of our national security, and they're sitting there talking about how the Russians are the ones hacking. No, anybody could have figured this out.
We're going to go to the next segment with Gerald Celente. We only got 6-7 minutes left with him. We're about to go to break. But Gerald, what do you make of this whole WikiLeaks phenomenon where there's all the proof, everything we ever said, foreign global government, wanting to make us dumb, wanting to bankrupt us, wanting to keep us stupid, laughing at us. I mean, these are demons. They talk like criminals.
Yeah, and the mainstream media is hardly covering it at all. And it's a neo-feudal society. There's different rules to we the little people who have to obey every letter of the law, and the criminals, the economic elite and the political nobility that could steal all our money, lie, cheat, take us to war based on lies, and they get no time at all.
Have all the rappers saying rape women at the White House, hanging out with their kids, and then Trump in some secret tape, he's the devil? Exactly. Total hypocrisy.
Total, total, and that's my anger, is the hypocrisy and the arrogance of the Obamas. Oh, now all those little liberals out there, by the way, I know they're not listening to your show, and I know you love Clintons. You like those GMOs. You like those bovine.
That's another point you point out. The Clintons are the ones that rammed it all through. Tell them.
You got it. There were no such thing. They allowed that to happen. They've sold us out so much. Listen to her last speech. As I said, anyone that votes for Hillary Clinton is an accessory to murder. You've seen the clips when they asked her how she felt when Gaddafi was killed. We came, we saw, he died. And now she's talking about putting a...
No, I hear it worse than that. Let me do the imitation. We came, we saw, he died.
Yeah. So anyone that votes for her is voting... If you know, I say, hey, listen, Alex, I need some money to buy some guns. I want to kill some people. And you give me the money to buy those
guns. I'm an accessory.
You got it. Everyone that votes Democratic for Hillary Clinton is an accessory to mass murder. Go to Libya.
Well, hell, they want World War III. Back in 70, final segment, Gerald Celente. Stay with us.